Benny B in the house. Single-use plastic, the topic of the day here in planet Earth.
Yeah, we actually got to talk about that a little bit at the meeting last night.
What did you decide?
We said, yes, we're going to expand the existing single-use plastic bag ban that's existing. Currently, the policy says it only applies at grocers over a certain square footage.
Right.
And we expanded that to, say, retailers over a certain square footage.
Okay.
And the square footage will be 9,000 square feet, so it's our largest retailers. In fact, I think it's only five businesses that will have to abide by that, and it'll be the same rule that they have at City Market, that you can't get a plastic bag, but you can get a paper bag, and if you get a paper bag, you have to pay 20 cents for it.
Okay.
So that'll happen as of
BYOB.
Yeah.
Expands.
Yeah, and the idea
is a lot of people are priority doing that anyways.
Exactly, and the e-board did a great job. The environmental board, they came to us with this idea a while back. It's been an idea for a long time. A lot of the retailers have been expecting it for a long time, and a lot of people have been asking for it to expand for a long time, because it has always seemed kind of weird that you go to a City Market and you can't get a plastic bag, and you go next door to Ace Hardware and you can.
Right.
But we decided to kind of do it incrementally. So this will just start with our largest retailers, because it requires them to do quite a bit of, you know, bookkeeping and submit these receipts to town. And the fee actually goes to the town to support these kinds of efforts, waste reduction efforts. So it's kind of like another sales tax type of thing for them. So we decided to just start with the bigger retailers that have the more advanced bookkeeping systems. A lot of them are part of national chains and stuff like that. See how that goes, and then probably within the next couple of years, try to expand it more broadly than that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was kind of the big thing last night. I'll run through a couple other little things.
Well, in general, just being thoughtful about plastic.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a wonderful thing. It's a miracle. That song that we just played, Kebmo was singing about Leo B., the guy that invented plastic.
Yeah.
And what his, you know, what's come of that, and there were certainly wonderful things that came of it, and it's kind of run its course.
And that's the other thing that we did last night. At first, the idea was just expand the bag ban, and we had exactly that conversation with the environmental board a few months ago, that needs to be part of a greater effort that's not just about plastic bags, because they're such a small part of the big picture. And so we set a goal of, by Earth Day 2020, having a plan in place for a more comprehensive way to move away from single-use plastics town-wide, not just about bags. Yeah. So we're going to engage with Recycle Colorado, which is a statewide organization that lobbies at the state level for supportive legislation toward that goal and other kind of plastic reduction goals. And we're gonna allocate some funding to get a consultant to come and advise us on the best steps that we can take as a town.
But none of us have to wait. We can make choices every day. It's a fabulous thing, but we've got too much of it out there, and so now we're trying to be thoughtful about it. Our president is helping in response to the straw bans.
Right, I saw that.
He's now selling plastic straws, so it's nice to have everybody on board.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what else happened over there at Town Hall last night?
I'll just run through a couple highlights. I know it's toward the end of the show here. We approved a construction contract for the pickleball courts. Can't go a day without talking about pickleball.
And trash.
Yeah, but the good news is the Pickleball Association has done a fantastic job of, you know, partnering with the town and saying the town's going to provide the land and the long-term maintenance, but the Pickleball Association is actually going to raise all the money to build these pickleball courts. And it's about $200,000 is the contract, but we've put out bids, so the town's, you know, running that part of it. And
whole project's about $275,000.
Okay,
over $200,000 has been raised, and there are people out getting the rest of it now. Hopefully,
yeah. And so it's going to be great. There's going to be, what is it, six or eight? I can't remember.
Six, I think.
Yeah, six pickleball courts built next to the tennis courts and the skate park down at North Face Park. Mm. So that's great, and that construction is going to start, I believe, in September. Is their schedule's really like expedited. It's pretty impressive. Usually these things take so long, as you know, and this one's really been on the
fast
track.
If they can't pour the concrete by a certain date, then it has to wait until next spring because of curing and so forth.
And the Pickleball Association was in a hurry, partly because they said they had some potential large donors right from the start who wanted it to happen fast.
Right.
And so they they got it done.
Yeah,
so good job, Pickleball Association. We also recognized the Daryl Fuller, who led the Bike, Pedestrian, and Trails Commission.
Longtime member.
Yeah, from the start, for 10 full years, and just stepped down from that role, and also at the same time presented to the town that we've been re-designated by as a bike-friendly community at the gold level. And there's only 34 communities in the entire country that are designated at that level of bike friendliness. And so that they do some surveys, and it's kind of a self-assessment of our infrastructure and our planning and what we have in place. So we, they also give
us a good town for biking.
It's a great town for biking. Yeah. And the group that does this, certification,
we knew that before they even certified it.
That's right. And so what's really useful about the certification is they give us specific recommendations for next steps. And so they gave us 6 bullet points.
What's saying, beyond gold?
Platinum. And there's only 5, I believe, communities at Platinum. Huh. So we're still kind of a long way from Platinum. It tends to be communities with a whole dedicated staff to multimodal transit who can do all kinds of outreach and all that. But we do a really good job with that kind of stuff.
And we got Raph to help us.
We do. And we've got people like Daryl Fuller, who, you know, works at CRMS, lives just outside the technical town boundaries, but is very much part of the Carbondale community.
Thanks,
Daryl. We also debrief Dandelion Days. And are putting a plan in place to make sure that that continues on its success from this year. In future years, trying to kind of put a sustainability plan in place. You know, Dandelion Days is an unusual event because it's not technically just the town's event. And I guess it is the town's event, but it's been the Environmental Board's event.
Right.
It doesn't have dedicated staff to it, but it's also not led by an outside organization like Mountain Fair is led by Carbondale Arts. We're kind of looking for somebody to try to take on Dandelion Days potentially as an organization.
Maybe Space for Sparkles.
Yeah, well, we've got individuals. Natalie Ray Fuller has done a fantastic job of really making it happen.
Can we call her NRF?
I don't know if that's a nickname she would like.
Well, we were just talking. You don't get to pick your own nickname.
That's true. I didn't come up with
Sparkle. Laid down that rule,
and I didn't come up with Benny B. Town Trustee.
No, but it worked.
Other things we did were we talked about CLEAR, the Clean Energy Economy Group for the region that kind of carries out the town's climate action plan every year. We just looked at their scope of work. They're doing some great stuff on trying to help the town transition all of its facilities to net zero carbon. And there's a net zero district that they're working on around the 3rd Street Center.
Yeah, very exciting.
Some housing, so good update there. And just a couple other updates, but I think those are the highlights.
Interesting. Someplace, I'm not going to remember where it is now, just passed a rule of no more gas appliances and HVACs. What town was that?
In Colorado?
Somewhere in the West. No.
Yeah. That's pretty big, though. And, you know, the school district and Habitat for Humanity actually got some really good press for the fact that the new teacher housing, Basalt Vista, right behind Basalt High School, they didn't run a gas line to that project.
Right.
So that's going to be a net zero project. And that whole concept of beneficial electrification, you know, it wasn't that long ago that we were all kind of laughing at the houses around here from the 70s that had all the electric baseboard heaters.
Yeah.
And those were being replaced by high-efficiency gas boilers. And now we're going back to
thing.
Electrification
yeah.
Because natural gas is sort of one of the hardest things to take out of the carbon equation for heating. So,
and I see you got your Montagna rum.
Got my Montagna rum. I was going to wear a Mountain Fair shirt, but I'll just wear one of my mini shirts from our Mountain Fair vendors over the
So what's the drink this year? What's the Mountain Fair special drink?
Now, what was it? I haven't been involved.
Connection.
But
come on.
Is it
Sparkle
they
Connection?
Have a poster. You haven't seen it?
Oh, well, I think is that the
that's the beer cider hybrid.
Oh, okay.
It's the official drink I thought of the Mountain Fair.
But there's a mixed drink. Everywhere.
There's a beer.
Why would I think that?
There's a beer. It's the official beer, and then there's a mixed drink. Oh, it's going to be some kind of John Daly thing. It's going to be some kind of
vodka infused iced tea infused vodka or vodka infused iced tea.
I think that's
with lemonade.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you answered
the John Daly.
I
was teeing you up.
Okay.
that's part of the radio hosting.
Yes.
You're not trying.
Well,
to
you're
just
teeing me up, but you know the answer.
Yeah.
I don't. Yeah. I've been out of town.
Yeah.
So yeah, but we're looking forward to a fun weekend at the Cantina.
So stop by and see Benny B, town trustee. Still wear your little visor with your banker little thing, and
yeah, you know, I'll be in there.
He's the guy with all the money.
I like to help with the money.
Yeah,
yeah.
All right, thanks, Benny B.
All right, thank you, Bob.
Have a great Mountain Fair.